the supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friend, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran, and today we're going to speak about extravagance in the view of Islam.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, is the 14th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 25th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Al-Ghafir, verse 28.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتم إيمانه أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله وقد جاءكم بالبينات من ربكم وإن يك كاذبا فعليه كذبه وإن يك صادقا يصبكم بعض الذي يعدكم إن الله لا يهدي من هو مسرف كذاب.
And a believing man from the family of Pharaoh, who concealed his faith, said, "Do you kill a man merely because he says, 'My Lord is Allah,' while he has brought you clear proofs from your Lord? And if he should be lying, then upon him is the consequence of his lie. But if he should be truthful, there will strike you some of what he promises you. Indeed, Allah does not guide one who is a transgressor and a liar."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse treats of another episode in the history of Moses, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and Pharaoh, which is solely attested in this chapter. It is the story of the believer of Pharaoh's family, one of his kith and kin, who acknowledge Moses' call to monotheism. If a believer proceeds toward transgression of bounds and telling lies, he will certainly lose divine guidance. And if you happen to act likewise, he will be deprived of his guidance.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life. Love that often lies, 'cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Extravagance in the view of Islam. Islam encourages believers to be balanced in all aspects of life. The Almighty has blessed us with many beautiful things that we can use and enjoy, but to use these blessings wastefully or even inappropriately is an abuse of those blessings. It goes against gratitude to Allah for the blessings and transgresses the rights of others in society who also use the same resources. Living a moderate and frugal life should be the ideal way of living for each and every Muslim, because it is the only way that is in harmony with the basic principles of Islam. It is the responsibility of every individual, family, and society as a whole to think for a moment about those who do not have access to the basic needs of life before spending a penny. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about extravagance. At the same time, if someone doesn't want to, has too much money, he or she may spend some portion of the money on the needy people, and in this way, not only helping other people and showing practical sympathy with other people may be beneficial for the benefactor, I mean for those people who do this. At the same time, it helps other people not suffer too much from economic starvation and economic hardships or pressures. In this regard, some of the causes of extravagance may be highlighted. One of them is ignorance. One of the important aspects to be considered regarding extravagance is ignorance. People are simply ignorant about where to spend their money and where not to spend their money. Nobody is perfect intellect, for sure, other than the infallibles and God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people, I mean, who feel happy because of spending too much money on things that are not that essential or things that are really very life exuberances, they find that, I mean, it proves that they cannot come up with good calculations, I mean, economic calculations in their lives. And they are really very, very forgetful of the status and conditions of the needy. So this is a kind of ignorance. Another one is showing off. Some people may want to simply show off to other people that we are well-to-do, we are rich people, we are well-to-do family, we are capable of buying, purchasing whatever we may wish or we may desire, even quite whimsically. This kind of showing off leads only to making other people developing their psychological complexes and being really watchful for any time to take revenge from the community, to take revenge from other people.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
The harms of israf for the individual. One of the harms of israf is distraction. Israf or extravagance in any form sends people toward distraction. How? The Quran has detailed this reality in the following way. Then we fulfilled our promise to them, and we delivered them and whomever we wished, and we destroyed the profligates. Punishment in the next world. This is another harm. Those who exceed the divinely set limits and consider them as being unimportant will be punished in the next world. The Quran has mentioned the following in this regard. Thus do we requite him who is a profligate and does not believe in the signs of his Lord. And the punishment of the hereafter is severer and more lasting. To avoid extravagance, focus on food in your refrigerator and in your plate too. Buy as much as food as much you think you can easily consume. There is no need of piling up the refrigerator with food and vegetables and then later on throwing them because they are expired. Likewise, add food in your plate as much you think you would finish easily. And please stop being brand conscious. Not every of your possessions should be branded, starting from your shoes, dress, accessories, till your car. If it suits you and works well, it's perfect. No need of paying a huge extra charge for just a tag of a brand.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two ayats for this evening. One is in Surah Araf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatukum inda kulli masjidin. وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُصْرِفِينَ O children of Adam. It's interesting, he doesn't say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He's addressing the human society in general. It's a you know, human problem. He says, use your zenith, you know, things to adorn yourself. There is nothing wrong in it. To make yourself presentable, you know, especially at the time of prayers. Here, you know, kull masjidin does not necessarily mean masjid. Whenever you get ready to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to be with zinat in a presentable form, whether it is at masjid or at home or anywhere else. But then he says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرُبُوا, and eat and drink. But then, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. The words kulu washrabu, eat and drink, there was no need for it. Even if there was not a single ayat in Quran which says kulu washrabu, we will be eating and drinking anyway. It's part of human nature. Allah has created us that way, that we will need to eat and drink to survive. But here the main command is not eat and drink. It is actually after that. Wala tusrifu. Eat and drink. I have created you with that. Even Anbiya came with the need to eat and drink. But then the issue is, لا تصرفوا, you know, do not be extravagant. Why? إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Because Allah doesn't love those who are musrifin, who do israf. And it's a serious issue for us. If Allah doesn't love those who do israf, this is something worth our attention, consideration, seriously.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about extravagance. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a bezel of wisdom from the Holy Prophet's 8th infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, on respect for parents. God punishes people for two sins in this world: injustice and ungratefulness towards parents. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about disgrace, and that which brings about disgrace here in this world. In this hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad says, when people are miserly with their dinars and their dirhams, meaning their wealth, and conclude bargains only upon sampling, and are too busy running after their livestock and abandoning struggling in the way of Allah. When all of this happens, Allah brings down such disgrace upon them that can never be revoked until they turn back to their religion. So in this beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions a number of different characteristics which brings about a person's disgrace and his zillat in this world. Let's go through this tradition and enumerate them once again. So the first one is that people are miserly with their wealth, meaning somebody might come to them and ask them for help, and some poor person might ask for some charity, but this person, he doesn't want to give it away. He's miserly with it. The second thing mentioned by the Prophet is tabayau bil ina, meaning they conclude bargains only upon sampling. Right? They beat up. But this implies that they go into the marketplace, you know, without really investigating into the commodity, just by looking at it, you know, they go and buy it. Buying it on the spur of the moment, right, without thinking about it. The third characteristic is that they're too busy running after their livestock and abandoning, struggling, and fighting in the way of Allah and in the way of God. Meaning they're simply thinking about their making money, and when religion and God asks them to make a sacrifice, they don't do so. Right? Such people will be disgraced in this world. The conclusion of these characteristics is that Allah brings down such a disgrace upon them, it can never be revoked until they turn back to their religion, which implies that the opposite of these characteristics are, the essence of religion, being generous with one's wealth as opposed to being miserly, being careful about what one buys, and also struggling in the path of God. In a kind of similar tradition, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, of course, Imam here in the Imam Baqir alayhi salam, in this tradition, he only alludes to one of these characteristics. He says, there is no disgrace worse than that of greed. La dhulla ka dhulli tama. There's no disgrace worse than that of greed. And in a very general tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, he who loves life is bound to face disgrace. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at that which brings about disgrace in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us. Here we are again with four of our students from Sevier International School. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. Inshallah, now we are going to recite Suratul Balad, chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem, page 590 for Osman Taha version. So, inshallah, our friends here will recite each of them one ayah, so we will pay close attention to the qalqala rule. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
حسين موسى continue.
وأنت حل بهذا البلد.
أحسن بلد. So in these two ayahs, لا
أق
لا أق is it weak, normal or strong?
Weak.
No. Weak.
No. Weak. لا أق لا أقسم because the sukun is sukun. Original sukun, okay? Yes. So بهذا البلد, yeah, the dal. What? It's normal, right?
Normal.
Because it doesn't have original sukun.
Yes.
We change it to sukun.
Yeah.
Okay. وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Again, the same. Normal.
Normal.
So, Ali Nasir, next ayah.
ووالد وما ولد.
أحسن. ووالد وما ولد. So, normal one,
normal
right?
Normal one, yeah.
فواد حيدر.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد.
أحسن.
خلقنا الإنسان.
إنسان. Where is إنسان? إنسان. Do we have any قلقنا?
خلق الإنسان.
خلقنا.
لقد أن كبد أن خلقنا.
خلقنا. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. لقد خلق. لقد قد خلق. كبد right لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد okay حسين روح الله next ayah
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد
okay one important point so قاف طا these two letters okay these two letters were heavy letters so pay attention to the heavy sound as well. Okay, make sure you like apply, okay? You focus, you pay attention to that heavy sound as well.
Like fawasatan, fawasatana.
Yeah, fawasata. Okay?
Okay.
But dal and ba, jim, these three letters, okay? They are light letters. So you don't need to like produce a heavy sound with qalqala sound, okay? Bouncing sound. No, only bouncing sound. But with qaf and ta, two things. Bouncing sound and
heavy sound.
Sound. Awesome, okay? So how do you say?
أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَنْ يَقَ
If you say يَقَ, this is wrong. Based on Tajweed rules. يَقَ, no.
أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَنْ يَقَدِرَ
يَقَ, look, يَقَ
أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَنْ يَقَدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَد
د, د, look. Light sound. Okay? So, Hussein Musa? Next ayah.
يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا.
Okay.
يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا.
So what about kaf? Should I produce a bouncing sound as well?
No.
No.
No, it's not amongst those
That's
five letters.
Budget.
Right, Fawad? So do we have any example of bouncing sound or qalqala rule here? In this ayah, Fawad?
Lubada. No.
Lubada. So which one is like producing a bouncing sound?
Dal.
Dal? Dal? Doesn't have a sukun. It doesn't have a sukun. And you do not change it to sukun, the harakat. So no bouncing sound.
In the shaya.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Why? Because the dal, I said it ends in dal, okay? That alif is just extra. That's for longer sound. Okay? But it literally ends in dal. But the sign on the top of dal is not a fatha kasra dhamma. Tanween dhamma, tanween kasra. What it is?
Tanween
fatha. In level 2, we learned if the word ends in tanween fatha, so you change that tanween fatha to alif maddi. Okay? So how it becomes? This way.
يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا.
Do not say lubad.
No, yeah.
No. Lubada. So we don't have an example here.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Next ayah, Ali Nasir.
أيحسب أن لم يره أحد
أحسن أيحسب أن لم يره أحد Ooh, there is a small wow, a tiny wow if you see that this was we studied إشباعها الضمير It means prolonging the sound of ha.
Yeah, I see.
So if it has a dhamma and there is a tiny wow.
Wow, with mad.
Read it again. أَلَّمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ
أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ
أحسن أحد That was the example of قَلْقَلَ ما شاء الله Next ayah فوض حيدر
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ
أحسن أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ نَيْن مَدِّلِين يَيْلِين We studied in level 1.
There's a qalqala or not?
No qalqala in aynayn. Qalqala happens only with those five letters.
Yes.
Okay? So the example here is naja. Naja'al. Is it weak, normal, strong?
Weak.
Weak one. Because the sukun is original sukun. Okay? Alam naja'al lahu aynayn. Hussein Ruhullah. Next one.
ولسانا وشفتين
ما شاء الله ولسانا وشفتين Do we have an example?
No.
No. Let's go to the next ayah. My turn, right?
Yes.
وهديناه النجدين An example. نجدين. جيم.
جيم.
جيم is ساكن. Okay. Next ayah. Hussein Musa, your turn.
فلقتحم العقبة
ما شاء الله فلقتحم العقبة أحسن We have one example and that is فلق That's nice Okay Next ayah Ali Nasir
وما أدراك ما العقبة
أحسن You have not fixed your عين Fix your عين I mean not your eyes okay عين means eyes
Okay.
I know. The what? Ayn, the letter Ayn.
Okay.
What is the example?
Aqaba.
Aqaba?
No, wama adraka.
Adraka, yes.
This one.
Wama adraka mal aqaba.
Weak, because of
Weak one, yeah. yes. Hussein Ruhullah, next ayah.
Fakku raqaba.
Raqaba.
فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ
أحسن فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ ما شاء الله ما شاء الله فوات حيدر There was no example, right?
Yes
Okay, thank you, Hussein Ruhullah Now فوات حيدر, next ayah
أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ
أحسن أَوْ إِطْعَ I told you, okay, when the طَى or قَاف because they are heavy letters, heavy. So they... Two things you have to...
Strong, heavy.
Yeah, strong and heavy. So, أو إطعام إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. My turn. يتيما ذا مقربة. Where was the example?
مقف.
مقربة. أحسن. Next ayah.
أو مسكين ذا متربة.
أحسن. أو مسكين ذا متربة. Hussein Musa made a bouncing sound here. Recite it again. Pay attention. He made a bouncing sound. But well, we don't have an example here.
أو مسكين ذا متربة.
Where was the bouncing sound?
متربة.
Beta, you don't have to make a balancing sound.
Matraba.
It shouldn't make ts sound, no.
Matraba.
Matraba. Simply. Matraba.
Matraba.
Aw miskina dha matraba. Not very clearly ts sound. Okay. That was good. That was good. MashaAllah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La uqsimu bihadhal balad wa anta hillun bihadhal balad wa walidin wa ma walad. Laqad khalaqnal insana fi kabad. أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين اقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة.
So thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools Network. After taking a break, inshallah, we'll be back. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma faqbal udhri warham shiddat dhurri wa fukkani min shidd wa thaqi. So تالف برك بي يا إلهي وسيدي وربي.
Brothers and sisters, the part under discussion was this excerpt of the Kumail supplication in which the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, states, يَا مَنْ بَدَأَ خَلْقِي وَذِكْرِي وَتَرْبِيَتِي وَبِرِّي وَتَغْذِيَتِي. O you who raised in my creation to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to the goodness toward me, and to the nourishment of me. هَبْنِي لِبْتِدَاءِ كَرَمِكَ. Bestow upon me for the sake of you having given rise to me with generosity, وَسَالِفِ بِرِّكَ بِي, and your previous goodness to me. Regarding this part that talks about the deserving servant feeling at the door of Almighty Allah's mercy, truthful, pious, and loving and deserving servant who feels that the doors of Almighty Allah's mercy have opened for him, he feels that he is ready to hear his prayer. So the servant states, هَبْنِي لِبْتِدَاءِ كَرَمِكَ. I know you have been kind to me, I know you have been generous to me, and because of your previous generosity to me, please bestow upon me. We said that the servant who has reached this state has realized there is an ontological need toward Allah. There is an inherent need toward Allah. And this will attract the mercy of Allah even before he himself becomes aware of it and raises it to Allah. But now the servant is even closer. He has raised the need toward Allah. And this is the norm and sunnah of the Almighty Allah that applies to all the things in the universe, everything which is functioning in the universe, specifically the mercy of Allah and its relation with the ontological indigence of the creatures. The way the need seeks Allah's mercy is the way mercy is in search of the need. Of course, it should be noted, it should be mentioned, that the beautiful attributes and names of the Almighty Allah are above any need, and His divinity is beyond all needs. But the mercy of Allah seeks the objects of need and indigence. So, what we need to know is His divinity is beyond any miserliness, and the difference in the levels of mercy is because of the difference in the levels of need and indigence brought to him. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this state and in this part of the Kumail supplication, is bringing his needs toward his only Lord, mentioning his previous generosities and previous goodnesses, and now asking him to continue to pursue his generosity. هَبْنِي لِبْتِدَاءِ كَرَمِكَ.
Oh Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin, and the brittleness of my bones. O He who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality, and ensured my upbringing and welfare, and provided my sustenance, I beg you to restore your favors and blessings upon me, as you did in the beginning of my life.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The fitting is in this cloud.
The ocean of dua.
So in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking his Lord, Habni libtida'i karamik wasalifi birrikabi. Bestow upon me for the sake of you having given rise to me with generosity and your previous goodness to me. We concluded that the natural bringing of the need toward Almighty Allah inherently attracts His mercy. The land needs heat, light, water, and air for its growth, and Allah the Exalted grants her with what it needs. And this need of her is an ontological request and demand. Let me put it this way. Whatever a thing is in need of and demands by nature, then that is its request and demand, but in an ontological language. And Allah the Exalted says in this regard, everyone in the heavens and the earth asks Him. Every day he is in a different state. يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Whoever and everyone in the heavens and the earth there is asks him. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every day he is in a different state. And that which a thing needs and demands ontologically is never left unanswered. Let us have a look at this example of suckling baby who has no knowledge of her own self. When this baby becomes thirsty and the thirst becomes unbearable for her, Allah the Exalted is the one who teaches her to express her need by crying, by weeping. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who awakens the sympathy of her father and mother towards her so that they may attend to her and give her drink. The thirst and the hunger of the infant attracts the mercy and affection of Allah without there being any request and demand from the infant. And in the same way, the pain and difficulties which a sick person undergoes invoke the mercy of Allah. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Of course, we are concentrating on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the program of governance that he has in mind, which is a very powerful program. But of course, in the beginning, he begins to talk about some very important principles that are there in the universe. And he says that, إِنَّ مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ عَمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَثُلَاتِ حَجَّزَتْهُ التَّقْوَى عَنْ تَقَحُمِ الشُّبُهَاتِ. So, of course, we talked about piety in the previous session, the different dimensions of piety. And we said piety is basically that state of being vaccinated. And normally this is because that person is very careful. He's sensitive about, the laws of God. He's sensitive about being in the right track, in the right direction. He's always in the state of, care and that internal state of being careful, being serious in trying to do the right thing. That state of taqwa will always keep a person safe. Now, when Imam says, إِنَّ مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ عَمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَثُلَاتِ means that person, the person for whom the lessons of what happened in the past make clear or clarify what is happening today in his life, that person is one who will now be able to make use of his piety to avoid mistakes and confusions.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.